Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Jefferson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bradley hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ripken moves to third. Orsilac moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Firmin bunts towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Firmin for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Traber strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kaminsk strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradley is 0-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jefferson is 0-1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Firmin is 0-0 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Orsalak is 0-1 in the game. Orsalak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sheets is 0-1 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards short. Firmin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Brien is 0-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kaminsk is 0-1 in the game. Kaminsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Ripken catches it and throws to second to double up Snyder. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Kaminsk. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Kaminsk steals second. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Worthington is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman bunts towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Furman for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jefferson who is chasing the ball. Jacoby reaches third base with a triple. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaminsk takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Kaminsk moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaminsk scores. Bell moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsolac is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsolac hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaminsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Traber is 0 for 2 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradley is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Holton now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allenson is 0-3 in the game. Allenson takes first base on 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allenson moves to third. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Firmin is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Firmin hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allenson tags and scores. One out. It's 9-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter is 2-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Brien is 1-4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 0-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orsulak is 0-3 in the game. Orsulak hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sheets is 0-3 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jefferson moves to third. Two outs. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Worthington is 0-3 in the game. Worthington takes first base on 4. Ripken moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Traber is 0-3 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.